Yes, it's Thursday morning, which means it's time for Fitty Happy again, and this morning we're looking at child immunisation rates. Since 2010, we have seen a drop in the number of parents immunising their young children, whereas close to half of all WA children had the annual flu vaccine in 2008 to 2009, the rate fell to just 7% in 2010 to 2014, and it continues to be very low, with only 11% of children under 5 receiving the flu vaccine last year. As we draw closer to peak flu season in August, paediatrician and infectious diseases specialist from Princess Margaret Hospital, Dr. Chris Blythe, is asking people to get the vaccine in May to avoid the risk of the influenza virus. He joins me in the studio now. Good morning, Chris.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for coming in to the MAG this morning.
Thank you.
Now, first off, how do vaccines protect those who receive them and also those around them?
Well, what a vaccine does is it gives a child or an adult a taste of the virus. In other words, their immune system can recognise that and develop a strong and robust immune response. So with that, it means if they are exposed subsequently to the virus, they can react to that. Importantly, vaccines also protect the community. If you have a number of people in the community vaccinated, it's much harder for a bacteria or a virus or a germ to move from person to person. So vaccines protect not only the individual who's vaccinated, but those around them.
Kind of a group immunity.
We call it herd effect, but really it's how you protect the herd by vaccinating either all or specific members of that herd.
So what do you say to people who query the safety of the flu vaccine for children?
Sure. So in 2010, we did have an unprecedented rate of adverse events, of side effects from the 2010 vaccine. And that took us all by surprise. And as a result of that, the vaccine program in Western Australia nationally was suspended for a period of time. So on the back of that, our rates of influenza vaccine significantly dropped. Since that time, we've done a lot of work to ensure the safety of our vaccines, and we've been doing that every year, including this year, and following people up Australia-wide who've been vaccinated to see that their side effects are as expected. And we've been doing that in 2017, and we don't see any signals. I do want to highlight as well, Chris, in your intro, you talked about our rates of vaccination dropping. I think it's an important message that our routine vaccines, non-influenza, rates have actually continued to climb.
Fantastic.
We actually have unprecedented rates in Western Australia and nationally. More than 90% of children, particularly young children, receive all their routine vaccines. Flu, as a seasonal vaccine, is a little bit different, and that's where we're trying to target some of our messages at the moment.
Okay. I did actually want to ask you about that drop, and you say there it was down to that vaccine in 2010, and I guess people have become a bit wary of because of the side effects of that. So I guess now the idea is to get the message across that, yes, no, these vaccines are actually fine and obviously come but bringing children back in, and it's okay now.
Absolutely. We've got two important messages. One, we've done a lot of work to demonstrate they work, and influenza vaccines have always been uncertain in children as far as how well they work. Our research shows they work as well in children as they do in young, healthy adults. So they work. Two, are they safe? Yes, post-2010, we needed a lot of work to get the community reassured about vaccine safety. We now have a national program looking at specific vaccines and expected to roll out to all vaccines, continually monitoring the safety of vaccines to try and detect any early signal. That being said, side effects from vaccines are incredibly uncommon, but importantly, to try and get our community on board, we need programs such as that so that we can be ready to respond.
Okay. You mentioned there, you touched on a little bit how important vaccines are and the flu vaccine is for the wider community and for people themselves. Mm-hmm. But what about children? Why is it so important to make sure children get the flu vaccine?
There's two things. Of all members of the community, it's young children who have the greatest risk of being hospitalised with flu. Okay. So what we're trying to do is prevent children getting into hospital. And so of all the population, they're at greatest risk of hospitalisation. The elderly are also at risk as well. So it's across the population. So that is what we're trying to do. The best way we have to prevent hospitalisation from flu is through vaccination.
Yeah.
And we know our vaccines change over the years, but in general prevent about 2/3 of children coming into hospital.
Yeah. I guess the other offshoot of that, other than, of course, the most important one, which is making sure children are healthy, is less of a strain on the hospital system, right?
Less of a strain on the hospital system. And there's actually increasing data that if you vaccinate children, because they spread the virus, you decrease the amount of influenza in the community.
Yeah.
In fact, the United Kingdom at the moment is now vaccinating all school children in the hope to try and decrease the amount of disease in the elderly.
Yeah.
So vaccinating gives them that direct protection. But harking back to what we talk about, the herd effect, if you vaccinate young children, you actually help grandma and grandpa as well.
Sure. Now, what are febrile convulsions, and what connection do they have with immunisation?
Okay, so febrile convulsions were one of the side effects we saw in 2010, okay. And so that's why they're relevant to this discussion. A febrile convulsion is a seizure that occurs with a illness that causes a temperature in children.
Okay.
We see them regularly, often with cough, cold viruses and things like that. We see them more in winter months. And most of the time, self-limiting, they terminate themselves, but sometimes they can be serious, children coming into hospital and having problems with that. So febrile convulsions were seen as far as the side effects in 2010,
okay.
And something we're very keen to avoid because of the risk of them, but importantly, they're distressing for families.
Of course. You're listening to The Mag on RTR FM 92.1 with me, Chris Mason, and I'm joined by Princess Margaret Hospital paediatrician and infectious diseases specialist, Dr. Chris Blythe, for Fitter Happier, where this week we're discussing child immunisation. Now, Chris, can you tell us what you learnt about parents' attitudes towards flu vaccines through a recent study?
So parents are fearful of influenza vaccine. We've known this since 2010, and I think that's evident by the lack of community uptake of the vaccine. Also, people are not talking about influenza vaccine anymore. We talked about it a lot when we launched the program in 2008. There was a lot of media around at that time. And since 2010, because of fear, people have stopped talking about it. We're keen for people to talk to their healthcare providers, their GPs, about the benefits of an influenza vaccine, particularly if you're in the group that are recommended. And those three groups that are recommended are healthy children 6 months to 5 years,
okay.
Indigenous children, and anyone, including the elderly, who have underlying medical conditions, so heart, lung, cancer conditions. If you have one of those, also you're recommended to have a vaccine.
So it's part of just starting that conversation, then, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can children actually get the flu from the vaccine?
No. So what an influenza vaccine is, and excuse for being a bit technical, it's a bit of protein that's stuck on the outside of the influenza vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that protein the immune system recognises. By purifying that protein and injecting that protein, we trick the immune system they're being exposed to the virus. Now, some people get side effects from the vaccine, whether it be a sore arm, people feel a bit achy, and a small proportion of children will have a temperature, and adults will have a temperature. That's not the flu. The flu is much more severe than that. So no, you cannot get influenza from the vaccine.
That's an important distinction, I guess, because there are some who are fearful of vaccines that question that. But that is a misconception, as you say.
Absolutely, it's a misconception. Now, vaccines, we are tricking the immune system. So it would be uncommon that people get no side effects from vaccines. So the side effects we see from vaccines are part of that process.
Cool. How often should children get the flu vaccine?
Okay, so if you're in that risk group, we recommend an annual influenza vaccine. The tricky thing about flu is it changes all the time.
Of course.
It's constantly evolving. So the virus changes year by year. So each year the vaccine is updated and released in April. And in Western Australia, we're really targeting May and June as that time to go and talk to your healthcare provider about influenza vaccines.
And that's an important distinction, isn't it? Because there are other vaccines that we get. There are other immunisations that we get that will last for, you know, 5 years, 10 years or whatever. But we need to separate that from what the flu vaccine is.
That's exactly right. Immunisation is a broad area.
Sure.
There are some vaccines that one dose will last you for life. There are others, because the bug is changing all the time, that we constantly need to update. Flu's a tricky beast.
Yeah.
It always has been. Unfortunately, at the moment, annual updates are still required.
And is it part of the child immunisation schedule?
It's not part of the national child immunisation schedule. In WA, we have funded for those groups that I talked about, the under fives and those with risk conditions, have funded influenza vaccine. So it is free, but it's not part of the national schedule.
Okay, so I guess we need to get that conversation going and ask parents to get down to their GP and get their kids vaccinated against the flu. Dr. Chris Blythe, thank you so much for joining us on The Mag this morning.
My pleasure.
That was Princess Margaret Hospital paediatrician and infectious diseases specialist Dr. Chris Blythe there discussing child immunisation on this week's edition of Fitter Happier. You're tuned to The Mag on RTR FM 92.1.